Hello, YouTube and BitChute. This is Imus Christendom. I'm doing this video kind of loosely off of a script, so I'm going to be working off the top of my head. So if I do some stammering or stuttering like that, I do apologize. But I just wanted to make this video, so I really kind of want to hammer home what I truly believe is really going on with the current situation that we're facing. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the illness that's going around, the lockdowns, the things that they want to implement, and the way they want to go with us, and what to do. I know a lot of people are looking at the situation going, well, what do we do? And I know a lot of people are thinking, well, we need to pick up guns, we need to have a revolution. But I'm telling you right now, that's what they want. That's part of their plan. They've already prepared for it. And it's not going to be successful. We're not going to win. There's no way that we can take on the American government or the European Union or what have you. And I know that there are people out there that are holding out hope for the 2022 congressional and Senate elections, hoping that the Republicans will have huge wins and have huge majorities in both the House and the Senate, and then turn this stuff around. I'm telling you that if they allow that to happen, and I have my doubts that they will this time, it's not going to matter because the people in charge own both parties. It's a sham. The American system stopped working decades ago. You think that there are two teams. They put up this illusion that there are two sides. There's these people over here are on this side and these people over here who are against them. So depending on what spectrum you fall on politically, there are the good guys and the bad guys, but the reality is they're both working for the same goal. They just have two different purposes. The A-team, the Democrats, their job is to move the agenda forward. And then when people freak out, they put in the Republicans. The Republicans will win elections. The Republicans always promise to reverse whatever it is that the Democrats just put in, but that doesn't happen. The progression stops. The Republicans give us a good economy, and then we go back to sleep until the Democrats come back again and start moving the ball forward again. When you have Ted Cruz, who's supposedly this guy who's outside of all of that, really fighting for us, but when you have him refer to the events that happened a little over a year ago in the Capitol as an insurrection, using their terminology to describe it, when you and I both know that's not what it was, and he knows that's not what it was, but whenever he uses that terminology, you know that he's part of it. I mean, hopefully that woke some people up, that this whole two-party system, the Democrat and Republican, is all just a sham. But I'm to the point where I think they're probably not even going to do that this time. They're not going to let the Republicans take over. They're just going to go for a one-party system and get rid of that charade altogether. So we're stuck. What do we do? Because politics aren't the answer. Violence isn't the answer. But Our Lady came down in 1917 to Fatima, Portugal, and gave us the answer. And so that's what I want to talk about. I just want to kind of go through the events of Fatima and show how they fit into what's happening. Because she told us this was going to happen. If certain things weren't done, then this was going to happen. Of course, she didn't give these details, but she said Russia will spread her errors all over the world. Well, what are the errors of Russia? Communism, Marxism. Now, Russia may not be a Marxist communist country anymore, but their ideology, that ideology is what's threatening us. It is. So she told us what we needed to do, and that's what we're going to talk about. But first, we're going to go through the events of Fatima. So what happened at Fatima? Well, first, let's give a little background. In the early 20th century, Portugal's Catholic monarchy was overthrown by a revolution, establishing an atheistic Masonic secular republic in 1910. A new liberal constitution separating church and state was drafted under the influence of Freemasonry. This is the backdrop against which Mary in 1917 appeared to three shepherd children, Lucia de Santos, who was 10, her cousins Francisco and Jacinta Marto, 9 and 7, in a field in Fatima, Portugal. Mary appeared to the children every month from May to October, but we're going to start with July because that's where the message really begins. So in July, Lucia asked her who she was and for a miracle so everyone would believe. Mary said, continue to come here every month. In October, I will tell you who I am and what I want, and I will perform a miracle for all to see and believe. Sacrifice yourselves for sinners, and say many times, especially when you make some sacrifice, O Jesus, it is for love for you, for the conversion of sinners, and in reparation for the sins committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. I'm quoting Sister Lucia now. Our Lady showed us a great sea of fire, which seemed to be under the earth. Plunged in this fire were demons and souls in human form, like transparent burning embers, all blackened and burnished bronze, floating about in the conflagration, now raised into the air by the flames that issued from within themselves, together with great clouds of smoke, now falling back on every side like sparks in a huge fire, without weight or equilibrium. And amid shrieks and groans of pains and despair, which horrified us and made us tremble with fear, the demons could be distinguished by their terrifying and repulsive likeness to frightful and unknown animals, all blackened and transparent. This vision lasted but an instant. How could we ever be grateful enough to our kind Heavenly Mother, who had already prepared us by promising in the first apparition to take us to heaven? Otherwise, I think we would have died of fear and terror. We then looked up at Our Lady, who said to us so kindly and so sadly, "You have seen hell, where the souls of poor sinners go. To save them, God wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart. If what I say to you is done, many souls will be saved, and there will be peace. The war is going to end," which was World War I. "If people don't cease offending God, a worse one will break out during the pontificate of Pius XI. When you see a night illumined by an unknown light, know that this is the great sign given you by God that he's about to punish the world for its crimes, by means of war, famine, and persecutions of the Church and the Holy Father. To prevent this, I shall come to ask for the consecration of Russia to my Immaculate Heart and the communion of reparation on the first 5 Saturdays. If my requests are heeded, Russia will be converted and there will be peace. If not, she will spread her errors throughout the world, causing wars and persecutions of the Church. The good will be martyred, the Holy Father will have much to suffer, various nations will be annihilated. In the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph, the Holy Father will consecrate Russia to me, and she shall be converted, and a period of peace will be granted to the world. When you pray the rosary, say after each mystery, O my Jesus, forgive us, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most in need." In August, Mary said, "Pray, pray very much, and make sacrifices for sinners. For many souls go to hell because there are none to sacrifice themselves and pray for them." With that, she rose into the air and moved toward the east before disappearing. The story of the apparitions had reached the anti-religious secular press, and while this ensured that the whole country knew about Fatima, it also meant that many biased and negative reports were circulating. In September, Mary says, "Continue to pray the rosary in order to obtain the end of the war. In October, our Lord will come, as well as Our Lady of Dolors and Our Lady of Carmel. Saint Joseph will appear with the child Jesus to bless the world." In October, an estimated 70,000 people came to witness the miracle, including many skeptics, government officials, and reporters from the secular Masonic anti-Catholic newspaper called Oseculo, who couldn't wait to report that nothing had happened. When Mary was talking to the children, she said, "I want to tell you that a chapel is to be built here in my honor. I am the Lady of the Rosary. Continue always to pray the Rosary every day. The war is going to end, and the soldiers will soon return to their homes. Do not offend God, our Lord God, anymore, because he is already much offended." Then she opened her hand. She made them reflect on the sun. It was raining very heavily. When it stopped suddenly, the clouds parted and the sun began to spin and give off all the colors of the rainbow. Then it began to, quote, dance in the sky. Then it started plunging towards the earth. Everyone thought it was the end of the world. They began to scatter, plead for mercy, and confessing their sins. The sun moved back into its normal position and color. The ground and everyone's clothes were completely dry. Several thousand witnesses saw this event as far as 20 miles away. The skeptical Oseculo reporter reported these events in the newspaper, refusing to recant despite harsh criticism and pressure to change his story. Francisco and Jacinta died of the Spanish flu within a couple of years, as Our Lady had predicted. On December 10, 1925, the Blessed Mother appeared to Lucia and with the child Jesus. Our Lady said, "See, my daughter, my heart surrounded with thorns, with which ingrates pierce me at every moment with blasphemies and ingratitude. You at least make sure to console me and announce that all those who for 5 months on the first Saturdays, go to confession, receive communion, say five decades of the rosary, and keep me company for 15 minutes meditating on the mysteries of the rosary with the purpose of making reparation to me, I promise to assist them at the hour of death with all the graces necessary for salvation for their souls. Our Lady reappeared to Sister Lucy on June 13, 1929. She announced, "The moment has come for God to ask the Holy Father to make in union with all the bishops of the world the consecration of Russia to my Immaculate Heart. By this means, he promises to save Russia." When the Pope failed to consecrate Russia, on August 19, 1931, our Lord himself appeared to Lucy and expressed his displeasure, saying, "Make it known to my ministers that given they follow the example of the King of France in delaying the execution of my command, they will follow him also into misfortune." So what does that mean? What does the King of France have to do with this? Well, our Lord is referring to his command through St. Mary Margaret Alacoque to the King of France that he consecrate his nation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. The kings chose to ignore this command. 100 years to the day, France formed the National Assembly, and 4 years later, the king lost his head. Many have interpreted this to mean the popes have 100 years to make the consecration. That means they have until 2029. The Catholic Church would have you think that the consecration was done in the 1980s by St. John Paul II, but he consecrated the world and did not mention Russia. You can't consecrate Russia without mentioning Russia. In an interview in 1957, Sister Lucy said to Father Fuentes, who was giving the interview, "Father, the Most Holy Virgin is very sad because no one has paid attention to her message, neither the good nor the bad. The good continue on their way, but without giving any importance to her message. The bad, not seeing the punishment of God actually falling upon them, continue their life of sin without even caring about the message. But believe me, Father, God will chastise the world, and this will be in a terrible manner. The punishment from heaven is imminent." In 1946, interview with Sister Lucy, she said, "If Russia was not consecrated, communism would spread all over the world." When asked about the United States specifically, she said, "Yes, even the United States." Sister Lucy wrote during the reign of St. John Paul II that the final battle between the Lord and the reign of Satan would be about marriage and the family. "Don't be afraid," she added, "because anyone who operates for the sanctity of marriage and the family will always be contended and opposed in every way, because this is the decisive issue." And then she concluded, "However, Our Lady has already crushed his head." Okay, so I know I threw a lot at you in a short period of time, and there's a lot to unpack here. But as far as the consecration not having been done, I'm not going to go into detail with that. There's plenty of videos and websites out there that go through the detail to show that it's not been done. So do your own research. Don't take my word for it. As you can see, what's happening now is part of a spiritual battle. And what that means is that we need spiritual weapons. What are the weapons? We need to be praying the rosary. We need to be doing the first five Saturdays. If we do those two things, then Russia will become consecrated. For the first several decades, it wasn't done because the Soviet Union threatened the Catholic Church that if it was done, then they would round up a bunch of Catholics and kill them. Well, now President Putin has even asked Pope Francis for the consecration, and now he's refusing to do it. So we need to realize that God's in control. God could snap his fingers and all these people who are trying to take over will be just dead, and then the whole thing is fixed. But he's not doing that because he wants us to do our part. He has said, "You guys have to do this. Once you do this, then I will do my part." Notice nowhere in here does it say pick up AR-15s and quote human documents such as the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence about having the right to overthrow governments. All that's going to do is get people killed. That's not how we win this battle. We win this battle by praying the rosary, doing the first five Saturdays of reparation, and consecrating ourselves to Mary's Immaculate Heart. And we've got to stop sinning. We've got to offer ourselves up as sacrifice. Not literally, we're not going to sacrifice ourselves, but offer up sacrifices for these sinners so they will be converted. Another big takeaway from this is hell exists, and a lot of people go there. And according to Jacinta, most people go to hell for sins of the flesh, and at least no one goes there without it. Another thing we need to take from this is that war is a punishment for sin. And the errors of Russia are the means by which God is going to punish the world if Russia is not consecrated. And that includes the United States, that communism is going to take over the United States as well. The final battle between Christ and Satan will be over marriage and the family. Gee, wonder what that could be. I'm not going to say it because I got a video banned from YouTube called Trump is not coming to save you because I talked about it. Are you getting the picture? Our world is going exactly the way Our Lady said it would if Russia was not consecrated. The good news is Our Lady said Russia would be consecrated and the world would be given an era of peace. But how soon that happens and how much bad stuff has to happen first depends on us doing our part. And that, again, is pray the rosary. Do the first five Saturdays in reparation of the Immaculate Heart. Consecrate yourself to Mary's Immaculate Heart. Until my next video, God bless.